Hello, this is Anvati. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, October 4th. Coming up in today's episode, Delhi LG VK Saxena under Supreme Court fire for interfering in democratic procedures. Book My Show clears stance on unethical ticket sales for Coldplay concert. Amethi murder dropped hints on social media before killing a family. And Iran's supreme leader claims Israel's end in a rare public address. First up, Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena's actions in the recently held MCD Standing Committee elections has come under Supreme Court fire. The Supreme Court questioned V.K. Saxena's, quote, tearing hurry in holding last week's election to the 18th and final seat of the city's Municipal Corporation Standing Committee and stayed voting to pick a chairman in the now BJP-controlled House. A bench of Justice P.S. Narasimha and Justice R. Mahadevan also questioned the legal premise behind the Lieutenant Governor ordering an election in apparent violation of the norm. Quote, what happens to democracy if it interferes like this? Is there politics in this too? Unquote. The judges demanded of the Lieutenant Governor, asking a significant question given a raft of complaints the Supreme Court and various high courts are hearing against governors of other states. Having asked the questions, the court then sought a response from Mr. Saxena on a petition filed by Delhi Mayor Shelley Oberoi, challenging the election of BJP's Sundar Singh Tanwar to the committee. And responding to a plea by senior advocate Abhishek Manu Singhvi appearing for the Aam Aadmi Party, the court also said, and I quote, we are telling you, don't hold an election now, issue notice, list after 2 weeks, unquote. To this, Mr. Singhvi replied, the standing committee has members and they can announce an election anytime. There was high drama all throughout last week as the BJP and Aam Aadmi Party went head-to-head over the election of the 18th seat. The BJP won after the Aam Aadmi Party boycotted and Congress abstained, leaving only BJP members to vote. The row over this election is the latest in a long line of bitter squabbles between the Aam Aadmi Party and Mr. Saxena, who is the centre's rep in the national capital, with the ruling party accusing him of acting as a proxy to disrupt governance and discredit it ahead of an assembly election in February 2025. The night before the election was held, with only BJP members present, the Aam Aadmi Party rejected a 10 p.m. call to vote, arguing that there was not enough time to summon its councillors and that only the mayor had the right to summon a municipal body meeting. Quote, we live in a democracy. It is the law that whenever the house is called, 72 hours will be given. Every councillor needs time. There seems to be a conspiracy to do something wrong, and which is why the Bharatiya Janata Party are doing all of this, unquote. Aam Aadmi Chief and former Chief Minister of Delhi Arvind Kejriwal said in a post on X. Earlier, Ms. Oberoi had written to the MCD Commissioner Ashwini Kumar, denouncing the Lieutenant Governor's election call as illegal, but that was overruled by Mr. Saxena. And next, the much-debated black market sales of band Coldplay's concert in India has now entered legal territory. The tickets, which went for resale ranging from 50,000 to upwards of 7 lakhs for one ticket, were originally priced between 2,500 to rupees 35,000, even for the most premium seats. And now Book My Show might cancel Coldplay tickets that were sold, quote, unethically. However, the company denied rumours that the concert will be cancelled as a whole. It said that Coldplay's performances in India will proceed as planned. Reports contrary to this are factually incorrect. The online aggregator filed a first information or FIR on Wednesday against scalping and black marketing of tickets for the highly anticipated concert in Mumbai and said it was monitoring, quote, instances of ticket reselling for this tour through black market channels, unquote. It also said, our stance remains clear and unchanged. Book My Show vehemently condemns and opposes ticket reselling, which is deemed illegal and punishable by law in India. It reiterated that it has no association with any such unauthorized ticket selling, reselling platforms, or any third-party individuals or platforms for the purpose of reselling Coldplay Music of the Spheres World Tour 2025 in India. The FIR has been filed days after the Economic Offences Wing or EOW of Mumbai Police interrogated Book My Show executives over an alleged scam involving the sale of tickets. The platform said it addressed all concerns much before any formal complaint was raised against us. And next, The murder of a whole family in Amethi was not only planned for a month, but was also hinted at by the suspect on public forums like social media and messaging app WhatsApp. According to local police, the murderer of a teacher, his wife and two young children in Amethi had announced his intentions publicly, though in a cryptic manner. Sunil Kumar, his wife Poonam Bharti and their two daughters, who were just 1 and 6 years old, had been shot dead at their home in Amethi's Bhavani Nagar on Thursday. Soon after the gruesome murders, it came to light that Bharti had filed a police complaint against one Chandan Verma less than 2 months ago, in which she had said he had threatened to kill her on more than one occasion and would be responsible if anything happened to her or her family. In the FIR, Bharti said she had gone to a hospital in Raibareli on August 18th when Verma had misbehaved with her, then slapped her and her husband when she protested. She had said in her report, quote, "He said, if you report this, I will kill you. He has threatened to kill me before this as well. My family is in danger. If any incident or accident happens with me or my husband in the future, Chandan Verma will be responsible. I request you to register my complaint and take appropriate action." On Friday, sources in the police said that they have taken Chandan Verma into custody and found a screenshot of his WhatsApp status from September 12th, in which he had said, and I quote, "Five people are going to die. I will show you soon." The official said the screenshot and their initial investigation had pointed to Verma's plan of killing himself as well after murdering the family, as the family had four people and Verma could have been counted as the fifth, as noted in his WhatsApp status. He had also allegedly visited a famous temple in Amethi just before the murders were carried out. Breaking from breaking news, everyone knows smoking is bad for your health, but can reducing it help you better your health? Cutting down smoking to 5% of current rates by 2050 would increase life expectancy by a year among men and 0.2 years in women, according to a recent global modeling studies published in the Lancet Public Health Journal. The researchers found that based on current trends, smoking rates around the world could continue to reduce to 21% in men and about 4% in women by 2050. Along with improving life expectancy, accelerating efforts to eliminate tobacco smoking could also avoid 876 million years of lives lost to death. Researchers, forming the Global Burden of Disease, Injuries and Risk Factors Tobacco Forecasting Collaborator, said. They also found that banning sales of cigarettes and other tobacco products could prevent 1.2 million lung cancer deaths across 185 countries by 2095. Of these deaths, nearly two-thirds could be averted in low- and middle-income countries because they tend to have more younger populations compared to high-income ones, the authors noted. Now back to news. It is the right of every nation which comes under occupation to resist the occupation, said Lebanon's ambassador to India, Rabi Nar, speaking to NDTV about the ongoing and escalating conflict in West Asia. The envoy said, and I quote, "Lebanon's armed forces have not been pressed into action. Because if we do that, then it officially becomes a war between two nations. It is currently the people who are resisting an occupation by Israel," unquote. Explaining his remark, the ambassador said, quote, "Israel has been attacking us since its formation due to its policy of occupation and expansionism. Resistant groups like the Hezbollah and many others have always resisted this occupation," unquote. Iran-backed Hezbollah in Lebanon is widely considered a militant organization by many countries in the West and even a terrorist organization by some, including Israel and United States. Members of the Hezbollah are part of the parliament in Lebanon but are not considered part of the government. And in a show of resistance earlier today, Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei delivered his first public sermon in 5 years. In this, he said that Israel won't last long, as he backed the Palestinian and Lebanese movements against Israel in his rare Friday sermon. Addressing tens of thousands of supporters at a mosque in Tehran, Khamenei justified its missile strikes on Israel as a public service. A gun kept by his side, the Iran leader declared that Israel could not prevail against Hamas or Hezbollah, as chants of "We are with you" from the crowd echoed in the vast mosque grounds. Khamenei's first Friday sermon in 5 years marks a crucial show of defiance amid threats to the Supreme Leader's life. He remained a top target for Israel, which has vowed to retaliate after Tuesday's missile attack. In this speech, he also praised Hassan Nasrallah, the former chief of Iran-backed Lebanese group Hezbollah, who was killed in an Israeli airstrike in Beirut last week. Quote, "Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah is no longer with us, but his spirit and his path will continue to inspire us forever. He was the high-standing flag against Zionist enemy. His martyrdom will further increase his influence. The loss of Nasrallah is not in vain. We must stand up against the enemy while strengthening our unwavering faith," unquote, Khamenei told the gathering. Israel's war against Gaza has now expanded to a three-pronged conflict, with Iran and Lebanon also coming into play in a much larger role. Israel's war in Gaza has killed over 41,000 civilians, mostly women and children, while its latest attacks over the last month in Lebanon, especially the pager blasts which it claimed were targeted at Hezbollah militants, killed over 1,000 in the country, and its strikes have also resulted in multiple deaths. Since the October 7th attack of Hamas in Israel last year, Israel has also lost 1,700 people so far. Many international organizations like the United Nations have condemned the expanding war and requested ceasefire from Israel. However, as of now, Israel has not expressed any interest in ceasefire deals, and yesterday a US state spokesperson said Hamas was also not interested in ceasefire talks. And lastly, External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar will travel to Pakistan to attend a conclave of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, or SCO, in mid-October. The announcement was made by External Affairs Minister spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal. The last Indian External Affairs Minister to visit Pakistan was Sushma Swaraj. She had travelled to Islamabad in December 2015 to attend a conference on Afghanistan. Pakistan is hosting the SCO Council of Heads of Government meeting on October 15th and 16th. Quote, "The External Affairs Minister will lead our delegation to Pakistan to participate in SCO summit," Mr. Jaiswal said at his weekly media briefing. The spokesperson clarified that the External Affairs Minister is travelling to Pakistan only to attend the SCO meeting. That's all for today. You were listening to The News with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to The News with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This episode was brought to you by Copies from NDTV website. You can read all of these stories in full on our website. This is your host Anviti, signing off.